The latest statistics are for 2011, when 40 people died in domestic violence incidents, including three where the perpetrators also took their own lives. Tony Gibbard of WCADV says that's 18 fewer deaths than 2010 and 27 fewer than 2009, when the economy was at its worst.
There is research that economic struggle makes it much more difficult for victims of domestic violence to escape violent situations. And so this kind of spike that we saw during the worst of the economic downturn, I think there is a connection there.
As in past years, the vast majority of perpetrators of domestic violence homicides were male. 8 of the victims were children under the age of 6, 11 of the adult victims were women, and 18 were men. Gibbard says it's not clear yet whether the recent deaths of 3 young boys in a house fire in Argyle will be counted as domestic violence homicides in the 2012 report. Their father has been charged in the case.
We do not include every instance of a homicide that occurs at the hands of a parent to a child. We only include those homicides that fit that category if there's evidence that there was ongoing abuse in the household.
Gibbard says the 2011 homicide numbers are close to the 11-year average for domestic violence murders in the state. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.